This week, Democrats take back control of the House. As James Dawson reports, one priority is reviving a bipartisan conservation program that's been dead for months.
For more than 50 years, the Land and Water Conservation Fund used royalties from offshore oil and gas drilling to help buy up land and protect it. But Congress failed to reauthorize the program last September. Under control of the Democrats, the House Natural Resources Committee will debate a bill to revive the program.
We just ran out of time in the 115th Congress.
That's John Gale, the conservation director for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. In the past, the program and its funding sunsets every few years and has to be reintroduced. Gale's group would like the new legislation to authorize things permanently.
So we can continue to take advantage of all these great projects that come up, which ultimately generate greater efficiencies for the way we manage our public lands, which reduce costs over time.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund has protected 2.7 million acres and funded more than 40,000 projects across every state. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm James Dawson.